Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we were just talking a couple days ago about the fear of the Lord, how is the pathway to intimate friendship with God, and we were discussing John Bevere's book, as well as Joy Dawson's book. It's a great book. It's called Intimate Friendship with God Through the Understanding of the Fear of the Lord. And we're going to continue on that path and talk about this really important topic, and what's missing greatly in America. It's missing greatly in our churches today, and that is the fear of the Lord, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And what we're going to talk about is obeying God, not for what just he says, but obeying God for who he is. And she talks about saying that God wants us to bring us to a place where what he tells us to do is not nearly as important as who he, as, I'm sorry, God wants to bring us to a place where what he tells us to do is not nearly as important as who he is, the one who gives us the order. Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we put the emphasis on the what and not the who, we have things in the wrong perspective. It's really important, because it's not about what God is saying. When we start thinking about, okay, when we think about, if we emphasize on what he says, then we're tempted to analyze what he tells us to do to see if what he's telling us to do is something that agrees with us.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If we focus on what he's saying, listen, okay, we're not obeying just his voice, but we're obeying him first and foremost because he's, God? He's God. And it's so important, because think about this. Abraham could have written a book, she goes on to say, on the reasons why he shouldn't be sacrificing Isaac on the altar according to his own human reasonings and desires, but he hated the sin of disobedience to God more than he loved his own son. Abraham hated the sin of disobeying God more than what he loved his own son. You got to take note of this, because we need to come to a point in our lives where we're just going to obey God because he is God, period, and not because of something that he says, and we're going to, you know, analyze it and says, oh, okay, I'll agree with that, or I don't agree with that, let me think about this. What helps us to respond without delay is when we just understand that, you know what, whatever God says, I'm just simply going to do. You know, John Paul Jackson, I heard say that early on in his walk with the Lord, and John Paul Jackson is a prophet who hears the voice of the Lord, he said that one of the ways the Lord trained him, and he didn't know it, is the Lord told him to pick up this piece of paper. And he ignored God. God's not telling me to pick up this piece of paper. I'm not going to, you know, he'd start questioning it. And so, as the story goes, he, you know, next time it happens again, so he picks it up. And then he's praying one day, and the Lord reminds him of it, and he asks, you know, what was the deal with the piece of paper? And he says, if you don't obey me in the small things, you'll never listen to me in the big things. What's the point? Does it matter?
Right.
I just told you, pick up the piece of paper.
Yeah.
And how many times does God tell us to do something, and you have to question it or run it through your mind to analyze, does that make sense? Should I not do that?
Yeah, we filter it.
Yeah. And if you're not going to filter it through your mind, you know what's even worse on top of that? Is that you filter it through someone else's mind. See, someone who's not, it doesn't have a high value on either the fear of the Lord or the voice of the Lord, they're not going to respect or understand why you're going to make certain decisions. We're just not going to do that. We're just not going to go there. And because maybe God shared with you that morning that maybe you're not supposed to go in prayer, you're not supposed to leave the house, you're not supposed to go to whatever event you were planning to go to for whatever reason. But you obeyed. I mean, one person shared a testimony not too long ago that They were driving down the road, and she just felt drawn that she needed to stop and get something to eat. And she just said, I'm going to stop. You know, I feel hungry, even though logically there's stuff at my home to eat and all this type of stuff, and it's late. But yeah. I'm feeling it, and I'm agreeing with that, and I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
And she pulled over, and she gets her food or whatever and keeps driving, only to find out that had she stayed on that road, she would have been involved in a massive, massive car accident, and she could not even be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was so fresh that first responders weren't even there yet.
Yeah, it just happened.
It had just happened. And the thing is that if you have to filter everything that God says through your mind, this ain't going to go well.
Yeah.
There's no fear there. And we want to come to a point in our lives and in our walk where we just say, you know what, God? That's what you're saying. I'm just going to do. I'm just going to do because of who you are. You don't have to say nothing. You don't have to do all these different things. You don't have to prove anything to me. That's a big thing. Does God have to prove everything and show everything? And does it have to make sense to you in order for you to do it? That's a big thing. Because oftentimes people are tempted to say, well, that just has to make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. Because if I was God, see, that's a problem. You're not God.
That's right.
Because his ways are not our ways.
Mm-hmm.
His thoughts are not our thoughts. And we can't, we're not, you know, we can't get his grid. So don't even try. How can we with our small little, you know, finite
Pop can brains,
right, Steve?
I didn't know that.
How can we try to figure it out?
That's right, you can't. And it's only going to cause frustration. It's only going to cause irritation when you try getting on God's level because you're
frustration,
not
frustration, irritation,
yeah.
And eventually your humiliation.
Yep.
And paralyzation, which is not a word, but you know what I'm saying? You're paralyzed.
Yeah. You're paralyzed.
You do nothing.
Yeah.
You do nothing.
And the thing is that, listen, the only safe place that any of us have is humility and the fear of the Lord. We got to get this because we're actually having conversations with God as if, you know, he's asking us our opinion. You know what I mean? Listen, he's not your co-pilot. He's not the man upstairs. Not even your buddy. He's God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to know him intimately and he's going to share with us his secrets, I mean, even just common sense on a human level, how much would you share with someone that doesn't even respect your voice or what you tell them and they blow you off? You know, from a human perspective, you're just like, well, you know, I'm not going to share so much. You know, if I share things, it doesn't seem that it's received or grabbed or I'm not going to do that. Well, is God going to pour out his secrets? Is God going to pour out revelation? Is God going to, you know, open that place of intimacy with you? If we're not even going to honor him and what he says, honor him for who he is, he's just not going to do it.
Mm-mm.
Why? Why would you reward someone like that? And what we want to do is go on a path, go on a pathway, go on a journey that we can have true intimacy with the Lord. And there's nothing more that says to God that you love him. There's nothing more than a song, more than a gift, more than a sacrifice, more than anything that you could do in your physical body. There's nothing more that says that you love God than for you to obey him. That's God's number one love language.
Mm-hmm.
And when you obey him, you're showing him that you fear him. Let's not just obey God for what he tells us, but let's begin to obey God simply because he is God.
To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.